Let's invest a couple more minutes in this movie, find out if it's blue chip or toxic. Here's our financial advisor, Kenneth Turan.
Greed may be good, as Gordon Gekko insisted, but evil pays the bills. And the best parts of this erratic and downright messy film are the moments when the bad people take center stage. So let's hear it for fearless 94-year-old Eli Wallach, who makes eccentric chirping noises and reminisces about the crash of 1929. And some applause for Josh Brolin, an arrogant investment banker with an ego the size of Antarctica. He's always looking for new hotshot traders to add to his team.
The mentor-protege relationship is not emotional over anything. And I thought you might be a good addition to the Churchill Schwartz team. Am I mistaken?
Let me tell you something, Breton. You're not my mentor. So you may talk about moral hazard. You are the moral hazard. You are the worst kind of toxic debt the system is polluted with.
Jake Moore, played by Shia LaBeouf, is more of a striving pipsqueak than a presence to be respected. His weakness is a black hole that sucks energy out of the movie. Sadly, he's also dating Gecko's estranged daughter, and the great man wants to use it to get back in his child's good graces. Gekko looks grizzled as well as charismatic, like a street person turned nightclub impresario. Now that he's out of prison, he attempts to reinvent himself as a celebrity writer and all-around prophet of fiscal doom. This version of Wall Street can't seem to decide if Gekko is the bat-to-the-bone lizard king he once was, or someone who's seen the light, thank you very much, and is on the road to redemption. Or maybe he's both. Only one thing is sure. Without him, Wall Street Money Never Sleeps would be even more of a snooze than it already is.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. If you'd like some help in choosing a movie this weekend, you can find more reviews at our website, npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.